This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The first batch of Mpox vaccines arrived on Thursday in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the epicenter of an outbreak that prompted the UN to declare a global public health emergency. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
A European Union official said the first delivery consists of 99,000 doses manufactured by Bavarian Nordic. They were donated by the EU. He said another delivery on Saturday will bring that total to 200,000 doses, with the aim of getting 566,000 of them to wherever needs are greatest in the region. The delivery in Congo should start to address a huge inequity that left African countries with no access to the two shots used in a 2022 outbreak, while they were widely available in Europe and the U.S.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Protests in Tel Aviv gathered for a fifth consecutive night on Thursday as demonstrators insisted on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu negotiating a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 Hamas hostages. The death last weekend of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protests, with around 500,000 people taking to the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night. German police on Thursday exchanged fire with a gunman near the Israeli consulate in Munich, fatally wounding him. Authorities say they believe he was planning to attack the consulate on the anniversary of the attack on the 1972 Munich Olympics. Officers had been alerted to a person carrying a long gun near downtown Munich and returned fire when he shot at them. This is VOA News. Russia appears to be unable to find buyers for its liquefied natural gas from a flagship Arctic development after the West imposed sanctions, forcing Moscow to store the gas in a huge container vessel in the Arctic Sea. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Russia appears to be struggling to sell the gas. Analyst Tom Marzik-Manser has been using satellite and ship tracking data to monitor LNG vessels at the plant.
They're offloading these cargoes into this storage unit because, well, they can't find a buyer.
Russia is looking for ways to get around the sanctions. Marzik-Manser says the Kremlin is assembling a so-called dark fleet of LNG vessels that are difficult to track. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Georgia state officials in the U.S. arrested the father of a 14-year-old suspected shooter, Colt Gray, on Thursday in connection with Wednesday's shooting that killed four people and wounded nine at a high school. 54-year-old Colin Gray was charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation said. Colt Gray has been charged with four counts of felony murder and would be tried as an adult, officials said. France may finally have a new prime minister, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron appointed Michel Barnier, the European Union's former Brexit negotiator, to the role on Thursday, hoping to end the country's political paralysis after an inconclusive snap election in June left his centrist coalition losing dozens of seats and no party winning an absolute majority. A string of potential prime ministers have been considered in recent weeks, but none mustered enough support to guarantee a stable government, which was Macron's key criteria. As the hunt dragged on, public finances deteriorated, and now time is running out to prepare France's 2025 budget.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States government announced on Thursday it has secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement they were released on humanitarian grounds. Among the Nicaraguans were 13 members of a Texas-based religious charity, Catholic lay people, students, and others. Guatemala President Bernardo Arvelo agreed to host the Nicaraguans while they apply for entry to the U.S. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.